You guys, I mean, how intense was it out there? I mean, obviously the Jets, you know, not playing for anything other than pride at this point. Did it seem at any point that they, you know, wanted to give up, or did they stay vested into this thing the whole time?
You know, our biggest thing was just to play our best football. You know, we're not focused really on, well, we were focused on them, obviously, we're playing them, but, you know, our biggest thing was just trying to execute and do what the coaches were telling us to do, and that was our goal. And so, like, our biggest thing is just always moving forward, and that's what we're trying to do throughout the game, and that's what we're going to do post-game.
You know, Chandler, we were talking before, types of quarterbacks a lot of times you guys go after, whether it be blitz packaging or not. Maybe Geno doesn't fall in that category, but it did seem like you guys are just sort of content on having him in the pocket, maybe make some mistakes, and just sort of leaving it up to you, kind of beating guys one-on-one. Was that sort of a game plan, just sort of trying to control him in the pocket and not let him get outside?
Geno Smith is a very mobile quarterback, and I respect his game a lot. He's a very good passer, and he's fast. I've been playing him since I was in college. But you know, he's a guy that, like I said, he can run, and he has the ability to throw the ball. So, you know, our biggest thing was, you know, you got to just try to contain him. And that was my focus personally, just trying to contain him, and that's what I was trying to do.
Jenna, we were talking earlier about how Troy Brown had said on the post-game show on Comcast that he thought that the pass rush tactics that you guys use when you're not playing, where you were hurt earlier in the year, tend to be a little bit more complex, a little bit more intricate. And maybe when you are playing, Matt Patricia sort of relies on you to generate most of the pass rush yourself, as opposed to getting more X and O complex. Is that really the case? Are they more reliant on you getting the quarterback by yourself more so than layering the pass rush when you're out?
Well, personally, when I am playing, I rely on myself to generate more pass rush, obviously. I mean, obviously, but most of the time, never trying to, you know, I feel like I want to be the guy to be labeled as, you know, the guy to go get the quarterback. Even though we have several guys on our team that can do it, you know, I put personally that pressure on myself. Not pressure, I'm not going to say, but I put that title on myself to go do that. So, you know, not to talk about what Matt Patricia's trying to do or what he's thinking, but personally, I feel like that's what I want to do.
Hey, Chandler, how hard is it for you not to pay attention to what's going around the league, especially in the AFC, with the playoff, you know, scenarios kind of getting lined up right now?
Actually, I don't think it's hard at all. It's fairly easy, basically. I feel like it's really a mindset. You know, if you have, you know, your mindset on a goal, or if your mindset on just the next task at hand, which are the Buffalo Bills, you don't get blindsided by, you know, things of that nature, like, you know, what's AFC and things of that nature. You know, we have our next game. They're still in the AFC East, and, you know, that's who we have to beat. And that's where I'm not speaking on the team's behalf, but on my behalf, beating the Buffalo Bills.
Will you pay attention to the Monday night game tonight, Broncos and Cincinnati at all? Are you Christmas shopping?
I'm a big football fan. I'm a fan of the sport, so I'll probably be watching it. Might have a slice of pizza or two.
You know, Chandler, how big has it been for your special teams? Because we were talking about, you know, defense and what you guys have done, but special teams have been huge plays. I don't know, just Amendola, you know, punt return, obviously Vince Wilfork's block, but it just seems like every week, if things aren't going well, special teams shows up.
Yeah, and you know, Coach, that's a big shout out to Coach Belichick. You know, he does a good job, and Coach Scottie O, and Joe Judge, you know, our special teams coach. He does just a good job of, you know, making great calls, and, you know, us going out there and executing them, and you know, and the shows are on the field. So, you know, something we take pride in, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Chandler, we were arguing before you came on about the debate over rust versus being sharp going into the playoffs after maybe having a game next week that could mean nothing if Cincinnati does come through and beat Buffalo. You're a guy who spent a lot of time hurt this year. Do you feel like you need the extra reps if that game doesn't mean anything and they decide to use all the starters the whole way anyway?
See, that question that you asked me kind of go along with the same question as far as, you know, thinking about the AFC. And I'm not trying to kind of...
Yeah, fool!
But it's beating the Bills. It's beating Buffalo. We have you know, Kyle Orton and Cordy Glenn. Cordy Glenn is probably one of the opponents that we have to go against. And I'm just excited to get after these guys.
He doesn't pay attention, Chandler. No. He's not paying attention.
Let me rephrase that then. For you specifically, since you missed so much time, do you feel like you're back at a sharp enough level to be ready for the postseason?
I'm not thinking about the postseason. I feel like I'm at the sharp enough level to play against the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
All right. So let's bring yourself back to when you were a kid. What was Christmas morning like in the Chandler Jones household with the brothers? I mean, were you upset? Any tears about you know Kung Fu? You know, man. You know, G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip doesn't show up. You know, a super stretch arm guy. Tell me about what it was like for you Christmas morning with you and your brother.
Well, when I was a kid, I was really, really big into, remote control electric items like electric cars and electric airplanes. So every year that was always at the top of the Christmas list. And so Christmas morning was just, it was like basically the little kid on Christmas because I knew I was going to get it, but I didn't know which one. And I would get one every year, and my parents were blessed enough to afford an electric car on an airplane every year. So it was great. So actually, I'm sitting here smiling now thinking about it. So it was great. It was a good time.
Now, if you got something that John wanted, did you guys, like, fight over that thing? Was it just chaos as well in the morning?
No one really messed with John as a kid. He had a little anger problem.
So if he got something you wanted, that's it. You just, okay, whatever, no big deal.
Yeah. And then if I had something he wanted, I was just like, all right, here, take it.
Even back then, no one's messing with John.
All right, Chandler, thanks a lot for calling in. Have a good Christmas, and we'll catch up with you hopefully after the Buffalo game, where maybe you do have a week off and some time to think about how much time you should be playing.
Playoffs, we're not thinking about that.
Buffalo. Buffalo.
That's right, under the Bills.
All right. See you, Chandler. All thanks. Right.
Yes, see you.
This is Chandler Jones.